on the line now, I have Councillor Andrew Keegan. Hello, Andrew. Good morning.
How are you?
I was just going to talk about student grant applications, but tell me, I'm a long time out of education. Susie, can you tell me about that? Because that's the Student Universal Support Ireland.
That's right, yeah. Basically, it's web-based applications for students to get their application for grant aid or for assistance for whatever whatever course they're doing. What happens is they can go onto the website and make their application, and they can see more or less fairly readily after they complete it on the screen that whether they're entitled or whether there be any other further documents required. You know, so if you take it that the old VEC system 4 or 5 years ago was very cumbersome. This is very, very streamlined.
Okay.
After 3 years, they're looking at 110,000, 120,000 students getting grant aid. Over 80,000 last year got assistance. So it's proven to be very, very successful.
Okay, so the website susi.ie, if anyone wants any information. But you just want to emphasise the fact that students should put in for the grants as early as possible. That's the key thing.
Yeah. Because there's any problems with their application, some of the paperwork may not be right or whatever, there's delays. Now, there's 30 or 40,000 already students have got their grant aid. They've applied early so far, and they're up and running. So they get the money when they need it, not waiting around till next Christmas or something like that. So if they get in early, if there's any bugs in the system as far as their application is concerned, they know whether they're going to get one or not, straight away, and then they can act accordingly then once they have that information.
Mm-hmm.
But the key thing is, if anyone has an existing course, they'll be written to, and they have to reapply for their assistance. But anyone who's a new student can go online and find out more or less straight away,
Okay, it seems simple enough once people do it early. For information as well, if people don't get it the first time, can they appeal?
They can go to the system again to see if there was a problem or there was a reason why. There may have been something untoward or something not right with that paperwork. So yeah, they can find out if there is an appeal system. They can go through Susie again and just double check on everything that they have, and then they can find out whether they... Usually it's obviously down to income and stuff like that, but in most cases, most cases that are appealed and won, it's just probably didn't have the right paperwork or there's some paperwork missing,
Okay.
It's usually to do with income and stuff like that. That's a proof of earnings and stuff like that have been missing, and they don't get the award. It's probably, it's probably in a sense, it's like it's delayed until you get the paperwork sorted. If you get in early, this is the whole thing. If you get in early, less frustration, and you can kind of get these things sorted out,
Okay, listen, thank you very much for talking to us. Sorry it's been so short, and maybe I'll talk to you again. Thank you very much, Andrew. People should just go to SUSI for all the information on applying for the grant.
Go online. It's all there for them. It's very, very easy to use, very simple. It's actually made easy for them, really. So it's fantastic.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Thank you. Bye. Bye. And that's Councillor Andrew Keegan, and that's in relation to the student grant. So get in there early and just look up SUSI, that's Susie. Just look it up and you get all the information you need in applying.